greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, March the 10th, 2013. So Sister Hannah, she begins to also say, there is no rock, like neither is there a rock like our God. Now that word rock, that word God is Elohim. Now the Lord, all capitals, uppercase, L-O-R-D, is Yahweh, the Most High Father and Mother, the Most High God and Goddess. The word God, uppercase G, lowercase O-D, is Elohim, always plural, always male and female. What we are dealing with, sisters and brothers, is a struggle between the righteous angels and the unrighteous angels or spirits that we call demons. So what she is saying, Mother Hannah, she says, there neither is there a rock like our God. And the word rock means the righteous gods and goddesses, but also the heathen gods and goddesses, because there is a struggle between the demonic influence and the righteous angel spirit influence. So she says, our gods and goddesses, our Elohim, are righteous, and our Elohim gods and goddesses lead us into truth, justice, and righteousness. Elohim is literally a masculine noun, but it is always plural, always male and female, is gods and goddesses. It means the spirit world. It means, in this case, the righteous angels and the righteous spirit world. But it also means rulers and judges, because rulers and judges and leadership are also gods and goddesses. All of us are. And the rulers and the judges that rule righteously, we want to set up a kingdom and a queendom and a civilization that rule righteously. So, no rock like our Elohim, gods and goddesses. You have to research the definitions for yourself. Look at here. Verse 3. Talk no more so exceedingly proud. She's talking to the wicked ruling class. And we talk to them right now. Ruling class and ruling families, and all of your demonic minions, cease to talk so proudly. Cease, she says, let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. Lord, this Mama Hannah is talking. Talk no more proudly. 1:3:6:4. She said, this is high and exalted, haughty loftiness. So you have an attitude of high class, upper class, ruling class mentality. She says, cease talking like that, ruling class and ruling families. And do not talk arrogantly. Forward, bold, arrogant, using disrespectful type speech. Also, arrogancy, grievous things. That which is grievous is that which is hurtful to people. Hard things, stiff. Notice how the wicked ruling class and ruling families who adhere, and they do, to eugenics, genocide, social Darwinism, and they pump this mentality into their presidents and prime ministers, and they pump this mentality into the leaders of institutions, governmental, financial, religious, educational institutions. You look at the CEOs and you look at various governors who have this high and arrogant mentality, and they talk low and talk down to the poor and impoverished and depressed masses, and they say that they want to cut and gut the programs that the people need because these wicked ones have destroyed living wage jobs amongst the peoples, and so they have to depend on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, unemployment benefits, and other various programs, welfare that's destroyed. Bill Clinton destroyed that. But they talk about how we shouldn't be even on the planet. Bill Gates talks about how vaccinations. He's supposed to have vaccinations that help people, but they kill and destroy people. And even in Africa, many of them are running away from the vaccinations. Many of them are running away from the doctors that come with various liquids to inject in the people and medicines, because they know that they have come to destroy we, the African people. But he talks about Bill Gates, his experiments that he uses, and how some of those, most of those experiments are detrimental, but the few ones that are successful are so successful that it justifies the experiments that were so much a failure. He is giving code language, and in reality, he's talking forward, bold, and arrogant. The code, if you break it, means they do all manner of experimentation on the masses of the poor and impoverished black, brown, red, yellow, and white peoples of the earth. These experiments fail because they kill and destroy poor working class and impoverished black, brown, red, yellow, and white peoples of the earth. And their successful experiments are so successful that the deaths that come about due to the failures of the great number of their experiment, the great majority of the experiments, that those deaths are justified. He, Bill Gates, is connected. His dad was a leader in the Planned Parenthood organization. So Bill Gates is connected to eugenics, connected to Margaret Sanger, connected to the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimer's and all of those wicked ones that propagate and implement eugenics. So their verbology is such that it is forward and arrogant. And Mama Hannah is saying, be quiet and no longer talk in an arrogant way. For the Lord, Yehovah, Yahweh, life, existence, father and mother, is a God, and this word here is El, 410. Most of the time it is 430, God and Goddess, but in this instance it is 410, El, as opposed to El Ohim. El is also connected to the gods and the goddesses, connected to mighty ones, used in the negative of demons and the demonic system and all of those leaders, but also used in the positive of the angels, gods, and goddesses, and the righteous civilization, and all the leaders within that civilization. And so she is talking about the positive aspect, the positive spirit world, the angels, the Elohim, gods, and goddesses that connect us to the Most High, that gives us strength and power to overcome wickedness and overcome slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. So she says, for the Lord is a God of knowledge. Da de de ah. 1844. Knowledge of God. And the root is da ah. 1843 Hebrew side. Knowledge, opinion, God's knowledge, judgment, opinion, and that root is rooted in a definition of to know by experience, to recognize, to acknowledge, to confess, to know, to be skillful in, to be made known, to perceive, to be instructed, to reveal oneself. So, the knowledge of the universe, the knowledge of creation, that knowledge is available to the poor and depressed and impoverished masses of the people of the earth. And she says, and by him, actions are weighed. All right. By him, actions, wantonness, deed and doing, practices, evil deeds, wantonness having to do with arbitrary destruction and wickedness. So the Most High is looking at a system that is malicious, that moves without check and limitation, that is absolutely destructive and inflicts pain and suffering. You see, most of us don't know how to preach the scriptures because we don't know what we're looking at. Mama Hannah is saying that the Most High, Yahweh, Father and Mother, God and Goddess, is examining the wicked actions of a wicked system and giving critical analysis and using the knowledge of righteousness to show us that the system is wicked and destructive and is weighing, regulating, measuring, estimating, pondering, balancing, making even, level, to be equal, to be made even or right, to be adjusted to the standard. So what she is saying, and this word is takan, she is saying that the Most High is looking at all of the wickedness on this earth, and the Most High is going to take action and measures that bring the earth back into balance, that there be no evil, that the scales of justice are even, that truth, justice, and righteousness, mayat, prevail, balance, reciprocity, truth, justice, and righteousness, and harmony in the human family. So that means that measures are being taken to destroy the power of the wicked and bring in the oppressed masses of the people into power, that we, with the power of the Most High, may establish truth, justice, and righteousness. She says in verse 4, the bows of the mighty men are broken. So she's talking about those in power who have the power to kill and destroy. Research the definitions for yourself. I can't hit all of them, but I'm going to give you a synopsis. Those that have the power to construct warfare and bloodshed. She says the bows of the mighty men are broken. The power that they have to construct warfare, death, hell, and destruction is being broken now. That reality, that way of life is now being shattered and destroyed. No more warfare. No more bloodshed. The power of the wicked is being destroyed. The power of those that are mighty in our eyes is being destroyed. And they that stumble are girded with strength. We are the people, the masses, who have stumbled and fallen from our position of truth, justice, and righteousness, leadership, rulership. Black man and woman, the Africans, the original peoples of the earth, original builders of civilization, are we are they who have fallen and stumbled. We are they who have been knocked off of our original position of truth, justice, and righteousness. And the whole of the masses of the poor, working class, impoverished, black, brown, red, yellow, and white peoples of the earth, being that in our pre-incarnate existence, we were taught by the Most High to come into the earth realm and teach the masses truth, justice, and righteousness. But now we find that we have fallen from that reality and have been maneuvered into supporting warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction at our own peril, and the destruction of the poor working class and impoverished masses of the people. We are being now girded. The word girded has to do with equip, clothed, encompass. And that word compass causes me to think about those pillars. We're working to the word pillars. The pillar of the universe, upheld by truth, justice, and righteousness. And the compass has to do with knowledge. This is the Masonic teaching that was stolen from Africa. The compass is the male, the sacred masculine. The compass is knowledge. The compass is spirituality. The compass is justice. These are the pillars that uphold the universe, as well as the sacred feminine and the square, or the ruler, and righteousness and wisdom. That's the feminine counterpart. These are they which uphold the universe. And we're going to go into detail later. But she says encompass. We are now being encompassed with truth, justice, and righteousness, and knowledge, and wisdom, and overstanding. This is the day. It says, gird up one's self for war. What are we talking about? We're talking about a spiritual war with these wicked ones in power. We are in a war for our lives. The poor and impoverished and working class masses of the peoples of the earth being destroyed night and day through warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, through austerity measures and programs that are designed to destroy jobs, destroy unions, destroy living wage jobs, and destroy the masses of the people. A grand eugenics genocide and program of social Darwinism. We are now being given the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding to rise up and make spiritual, mental, moral war with these and win this war with the power of the Most High. So she says in verse 4 again, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. And that word strength has to do with might and efficiency and wealth and army and ability. You, sisters and brothers, are an army. Poor, working class, impoverished, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Look at your babies. Look at your children. They are little warriors that need to be raised in this knowledge to wage spiritual, mental, moral, and consciousness warfare on the system. Think outside the box. Go into the power and knowledge and wisdom of the Most High and the universe and creation so that they may create the civilization of the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is in heaven, here and now on this earth. The wealth of the universe is at our hands, is in our hands. Our self-wealth, the wealth of our abilities, characteristics, and talents are in our hands, and we are now being strengthened to rise up and overcome the beast. Verse 5, they that were full have hired themselves out for bread. You see, sisters and brothers, the wealthy ruling class and ruling families, and we're not happy about this, but they reap what they sow. They cause death, hell, and destruction. They have to reap what they have sown. She says, they that were full, 7, 6, 4, 9, they that were satisfied, they that were surfeited. Let me see what that word exactly means, surfeited, because I love to know the definitions of words. They that were fed to excess satiety or disgust, those who overindulge. Look at the wealthy ruling class and families. They have everything, and the masses of the people have nothing, and that nothing is being taken away by these wicked ones in power who have overindulged in their access to the wealth and resources of creation, the universe, and the earth. Overindulge in food and drink, wasteful, full to overflow, causing the condition of poverty and impoverishment. And this is disgusting in the eyes of the Most High. And this is disgusting in our eyes as people of the Most High. Let me hit this word, sated. This is such interesting knowledge and wisdom and understanding. The word sated, to satisfy fully, to excess. So we're dealing, these words are causing us to understand that the wicked ruling class and ruling families who have taken all the land and all the wealth, they that were full have hired out themselves for bread. 7936, Sakar, to hire oneself out, to earn wages. Watch this now, and we're going to go to our musical break in a second. Hired themselves out for bread. The word here is lechem, bread, food, grain, bread, corn. What is Hannah saying? She's saying that those who are wealthy have lost all of their wealth. Those who implemented the system of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation, who never worked a day in their lives, who have stolen everything, capital gains and estate and wealth and resources and monies and food and everything. Now they are going to have to go to work. These wicked ruling class and families who have exploited the poor and impoverished black, brown, red, yellow, and white peoples of the earth have now, are going to now see the day that they have to go get a job. That's what Hannah is saying. We don't preach the word right. We take a little piece of scripture and put on top of it and color it with our own sick mentality. Mama Hannah is preaching to us, and this is a black woman, an African, standing up and teaching the truth to the entire world. Let's take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
They say, there she goes, that old holy roller. Think she's special, someone needs to tell her that she ain't no better than me. They say she's such a geek, that old Jesus freak. Every time she opens up her mouth to speak, she's always talking about being saved and holy. That was me, Miss Unpopular. Never asked to be part of the in crowd. Everyone knew who I was. Cause my life screamed Jesus out loud.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is the recording date, or today's recording date is Sunday, March the 10th, 2013. Mama Hannah is preaching. Preachers, imams, rabbis, religious leaders, political leaders, organizational leaders, preach like Hannah. Preach like Grace. This is Grace talking to us. This is Grace that is speaking to us. This is Grace that is teaching us. She is causing us to preach and teach and teach truth to power. Speak truth to power. Warn them. She's giving a warning. She is Grace. She's Grace to the oppressed masses of the people. And she is also Grace to the wicked ruling class and families, to warn the wicked ruling class and families and their puppet leadership that if they don't cease wickedness, they will suffer. And we warn, not that we are happy at the suffering of anyone, but it is our duty as lovers of Yahushua Christus and lovers of truth, justice, and righteousness to warn the wicked ruling class and families of the vengeance that the Most High will take upon them, as the Most High avenges the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the impoverished, and the oppressed. So she says that they that were hungry ceased. She is talking about the condition of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation that has caused there to be hunger, caused there to be hungry people, caused there to be failing of strength, the destruction of the poor and working class masses of the people. We who have been hunger bitten, there should be no hungry on the planet. But people like Bill Gates, they believe in population control. And I want to make sure that I put in my summary page the website of InfoWars. It's a YouTube address in which InfoWars Alex Jones sends a reporter to talk to Bill Gates at a gathering at Texas University, a gathering of sickness and disease mentality, to force Bill Gates to answer the questions concerning his connection to eugenics, to genocide, to population control, death, hell, and destruction. And Bill Gates tiptoes all over that whole reality. But those that believe in population control, those that destroy the masses of the people, causing our strength to be taken away from us, that situation will cease. That situation will be no more. That situation will end. She says further, so that the barren hath borne seven. She's talking about those who couldn't have children, and not just literal children, but also those who were not able to exercise the benefits from their attributes and their talents and their characteristics. We, the masses of the people, not only coming together to have literal physical babies, that as well, but also to be producers, to produce a civilization of truth, justice, and righteousness using the reality of the sacred masculine uniting with the sacred feminine. Masculine representing knowledge, feminine representing wisdom, and all that encompasses knowledge and wisdom. We were blocked from exercising such a reality and union of sacred masculine and feminine, and our characteristics and our attributes and our talents. That day will come when we are now able to exercise and produce. She says, so that the barren hath born, and hath born is to bear and bring forth. So you can bring forth wickedness, or you can bring forth righteousness. She is talking about bringing forth righteousness. She uses a word that has to do with a midwife. The midwife is she who brings forth that child, to declare one's birth and pedigree, the day of birth and birthday. You can also bring forth wickedness, but you can bring forth righteousness. So she's talking about the bringing forth of children for righteousness, children for truth, children for justice. And she is talking about the creation of works through the union of sacred masculine, sacred feminine, that we may, through our talents and through our characteristics and through our attributes, bring forth a civilization based on the number seven. And the number seven, she says, so that the barren hath borne seven. And this is a spiritual number having to do with seven as the number of completion. The universe is working towards the full and complete plan of the Most High to bring in the civilization of the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, truth, justice, and righteousness. Seven, the completion of this wicked rule, the completion and end. Daniel, in his day, is talking about the end of Babylon. And Daniel means God is the judge, or God is my judge, or Elohim, gods and goddesses, are my judge. And we want the Most High to be our judge, because these that sit in the judicial system are wicked judges. These CEOs, these that are in the office of the presidency, vice presidency, speaker of the house, these that are in powers of position, who are the puppets of the wicked ruling class and families, they are terrible judges. So we want the Most High to be our judge. And the number seven means that this system is now being completed and done away with. Their time is over and done, and we are going to come into the full, complete reality of being gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, kings and queens, priests, priestesses, the temple of the Most High, New Jerusalem, teachers of peace, national tranquility, international tranquility, free from the havoc of warfare and bloodshed, the complete coming into the reality of the full and complete plan of the Most High. Seven, related to the Sabbath, meaning the elimination of slavery, debt, and slavery and colonialism and exploitation and the return of the land, the wealth, and the resources to the masses of the people. That's what Mama Hannah is talking about. She says, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. So she's talking about the wicked ruling class and ruling families having so much, now being made feeble. Feeble means weak, droop, languish, exhausted, weak, and feeble. So the strong are being made weak, and the weak are being made strong. No more will there be slavery and a master. No, all will be equal, but those in power are going to suffer at least some of what they have put on the masses of the people. She says, verse 6, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. She's talking about the process that is rooted in the force of life. The force of life does not want to see death prevail. So the wicked ruling class and families have constructed a system of death, hell, and destruction, a system that kills and destroys the masses of the people. So that type of system must be destroyed and done away with. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. The Lord, the Most High Father and Mother, the force of life, Jehovah or Yahweh, maketh alive. Maketh alive to give life, to quicken those that are discouraged and fainted from death, to quicken and restore to life. So Hannah, Grace, is talking about how the force of life, that's what Yahweh is, self-existing, self-living, the force of life, father and mother, does not like to see death prevail. So killeth death and maketh alive those that are dead, the masses of the people. He bringeth down to the grave and lifteth and lift and bringeth up. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Bringeth down, to go down, descend, sink down. The wicked ruling class and ruling families are now being brought down. Their system is being brought down and bringeth up. Bringeth down to the grave, 7, 8, 7, 5, 8, 5, Sheol, underworld, grave, hell, pit. So the wicked ones who have constructed a system of death, that whole construct is going to hell, going to Sheol, going to the underworld, going to the grave, going to the pit, being eradicated, being destroyed, being put away forever, and bringeth up. And so 592, oh, this is wonderful. This is one of the words I always look for. Bringeth up. So she says, let me say this again now, because it may sound disjointed. She says, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. So the system of death is being destroyed by the Most High and maketh alive. We who are dead, who were dead, are now being given life. The system is now being destroyed, and the new kingdom of God in heaven, kingdom of God is in heaven here and now on this earth, is being given life. We, the oppressed masses, are being given life. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. So the system is being taken to the grave, to hell, to Sheol, to be done away with, and bringeth up. We, who are the masses of the people, are now being brought up. And that word, bringeth up, is 5927, Allah. Yes, I say all the time that Allah is an African Hebrew word. Allah, 5927, means to go up, to ascend, to climb. So we who have been made low and destroyed are now being raised up, being made superior, being given power over this universe and creation, because it is our day that we be raised up into power to exercise the power of the Most High, which is life, We want to see the system of life. All right. Verse 7, chapter 2, 1 Samuel. This scripture is misquoted by so many to justify our weak mind and weak mentality to do nothing to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Verse 7, chapter 2, 1 Samuel. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. This scripture has been misused by weak-minded people to look out into the world and call yourself a Christian. And knowing that you are weak, knowing that your mind is weak, knowing that your spirit is weak, and to camouflage your weakness, you say, well, hey, there's nothing you can do about poverty because you know the Lord maketh poor and the Lord maketh rich. And I know y'all don't like it, but that's just how it is. That's not what Hannah is talking about. Hannah is saying that those who are wealthy will be made poor because you reap what you sow. If you sow death, hell, and destruction, that's what you reap. If you sow impoverishment and poverty and hunger all over the earth and take everything for yourself, eventually you will reap what you sow. So she says, the Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. She's warning the wealthy. She's warning the wicked ruling class that your day of rulership and leadership is over. You have made people poor, but now you will be made poor. And those who were made poor will now be made rich. You were high, wealthy ruling class and families, but you will be brought low. And those who you have brought low and destroyed and oppressed and suppressed will now be lifted up. The word maketh poor. 3:4. 2:3. To cease, to dispossess, to take possession of, to inherit and disinherit and occupy. So those who have possessed the land, wealth, resources, those who have taken the earth, who have taken the minerals and the resources, are now going to suffer, and their wealth is going to be seized and given to the masses of the people. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. And the Lord maketh rich. 6:2-3:8. Become rich, wealthy, enrich, pretend to be rich. Become rich, make rich, gain riches, enrich oneself. All right, so what Hannah is saying is that we who have suffered poverty will now have equal access to everything under the sun. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Most High. Blessed be the power of life. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.